Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The game. Oh, I'm gonna let it out. I'm gonna let it out today.
Let's go!
Let's go! Come on! That, my favorite phrase, ooh, that felt like a shower after a hike. And I mean one of those like 15 miles, what the hell did we do hikes? It's 100 degrees. Honey, why did we decide to do this hikes? This is the feeling that Giants fans have been looking for years.
I was going to say, why are you speaking in the past tense? That felt like a shower after a hike. This still feels like a shower after a hike.
Man.
It's going to feel this way for a while now.
Yeah. Grandy's in for dibs. Let's do this. 888-957-9570. What is your emotional reaction to what the San Francisco Giants just did? Happy Father's Day to each and every one of you. I meant to say that to Steiny and Goo and everybody listening. And I hope you had a wonderful Father's Day. And I hope the acquisition of Rafael Devers was a part of it. You know? Zach Manassian, the GM of the San Francisco Giants, is going to be on in 17 minutes.
Can't wait.
And we will talk this out with him. But what a wonderful, wonderful day for Giants baseball. What a wonderful time to be a Giants fan, because they put this whole thing together at a time. And this was my point about why Buster needed to do something right away once Chapman went down. The beautiful thing now, I know they lose last night. Okay, they're 2 games out. They're number 2 in the wild card standings right now. You didn't like grab Rafael Devers at the deadline because you're like 3 games out and you're like, we think we can make a run. No run needs to be made. They're not playing catch up. And I think it was very, very important for them to do this at a time where they didn't have to play catch up. In other words, you foresee them potentially having to play catch up. If you try to keep this thing afloat for the next 5 weeks and then get him then, do it now. Do it when nobody's watching. If you have to pay a premium, which I don't think anybody feels they did. But Kyle Harrison is not mincemeat over here. That's a big-time young pitcher. But, the price was right. The deal is right. This whole thing, this is what everyone's been waiting for, and now you don't have to play catch-up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think in a vacuum, everyone agreed, like, yeah, if you're going to make a move, better to do it now as opposed to wait 6 more weeks. But there's 2 sides to this, and the way I always felt was, yeah, the Giants have all the reason in the world to go out and make a move now, but the other team has to agree to do it now. Like the Buster Olney on the ESPN broadcast of Giants-Dodgers yesterday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It reported the Red Sox did not shop Devers, just like the Mavericks did not shop Luka. They just negotiated with the Lakers, and that was it. Kind of odd. Maybe you could have gotten more if you're the Red Sox for Devers, if you shopped them around and like held on to him for a little bit longer and said, hey, Blue Jays, Giants are offering this. Yeah. What are you willing to give us? Like, who the hell knows? So I'm just impressed that for whatever reason, whatever the motivation was for the Red Sox, whether it was just this guy's a cancer in our specific clubhouse and we can't live with him anymore, I'm just impressed that Buster was able to capitalize on that feeling and get the job done now.
No doubt, no doubt. Buster Posey has changed all of this at a market level, of course. I don't know where this is all going to go, but if the Giants have renewed success with him as the president of baseball ops after what he achieved as a player, literally, I'm like, you're probably one World Series ring away from being in the all-time Barrios Sports Ring of Honor. You know what I mean? Like, you win a ring as the president of baseball ops.
And after winning three as a player, the best offensive player on all those teams.
I'm talking Bill Walsh and Steph Curry and all of that stuff. Like, he would be on that plane immediately if he can bring this back to being a show, back to being cool again, back to all this stuff. To your point about the Red Sox, some things will go down in life as completely unexplained. And whether the Dallas Mavericks sort of felt like, Luka's body is not going to age well, I do think that on some level there was immediate, over the last year and a half, fatigue between the Red Sox and Devers with the way both sides were conducting themselves. And I think if it were a short-term thing, you'd be like, let's try to figure this out because we're playing well and he's really good. But they're looking at it going, are we going to do this until his mid-30s at a price tag of $254 million? And that's the only thing I can think of. Yeah, if they shopped him, would they get more? Then again, maybe you get less. Like, again, the middle-of-the-night deal has value in that the world doesn't know that you're trying to trade him. If that discord had gotten to the point where the whole baseball world was like, yeah, Red Sox, it's kind of like Durant now. Like, you know damn, he's getting traded.
But there's a group of teams fighting for him.
For sure, but when you know someone's going to get traded, it tends to knock the value down a little bit. So I don't know, because don't discount this. One of the reasons, actually I'd argue the reason, it feels like the Giants didn't give anything up is because they're buying him for $254 million.
They got the Red Sox off of a contract they felt was terrible.
That's the number one thing the Red Sox received, not Kyle Harrison. What they received was $254 million.
Can we just talk about how refreshing it is, Willard, to be discussing a Giants trade and have the other half of the deal be argued, and that the main argument is salary relief?
Yep.
Like, you know how sweet that sounds to my ears?
Yep.
Jorge Soler at the trade deadline last year. All right, Braves, you're going to take his whole contract? Okay, great.
Yeah.
And Jorge Soler is not a special player. Like, that's an entirely different conversation. But it has been so long from where the Giants are like, yeah, okay, you have a contract that you don't want? No problem. We'll take it on.
Look,
and this is a great, great, great player.
Oh, at the top of his game.
You sign players like you have a long-term contract for players like this. The final 3 years, you're going to look back on it and say, ooh, these final 3 years are a little bit rough. That's just the name of the game.
Whatever.
In any sport. Right. In any sport. But it has been for so long where the Giants were the team that was willing to take on the contract. Maybe it's going to bite you a little bit towards the end, but you are going to make a whole lot of money for the first 5 years of that deal.
Yeah, like it doesn't matter. Like, honestly, fans do not – this is the hard part about the Farhan era, because I will forever not hate him as much as a lot of people do. Jung-Hoo Lee and Robbie Ray, don't forget about them, right? Like, he left an imprint on the organization.
Even Chapman.
Yep. But what was really frustrating about that era for me is that as a fan, you were constantly forced to think about money. And we don't want to do that. We have to do that enough in our own lives. Most people I know wake up and it's one of the first things that crosses their mind. Good Lord, do I have enough money to get to the end of the month? Or they give it to the next paycheck or whatever. I don't want to think about your money. I don't care. I do not care about Greg Johnson's money. I don't want to hear that this deal saved you money. And that might mean that we get to do something fun down the roads, kids. Like, I don't care. I want to not think about money. The only money I want to think about at the ballpark is, do I want to spend $18 on a beer or not? Like, that's what I want to think about. I don't want to think about how much you're making or how you're navigating it. I just want to see the team be good. I want to be excited about who's coming to the plate. And so that's what today represents for me. Giants fans, you don't need to think about money anymore.
And guess what? Giants, more people will be willing to spend $18 on a beer now at the ballpark.
Yep.
It's the way it works.
Yep, and more people will be willing to play for the Giants. Because this is the, you know, there's the ballpark. There was the stupid thing that we had to do for 2 years, which think that somehow the city of San Francisco was a massive detractor to people who want to play baseball at the highest of levels and make bajillions of dollars and live in whatever city they want. That thing, quite frankly, was the dumbest aside that this city has ever been through in sports. The big reason why some people, the ballpark was a part of it. Yes, some want stats as free agents, for sure. But the biggest other thing, I think, is that what players want to win. And they would look at the roster and be like, so how are you beating the Dodgers? How are you beating the Padres? Well, now, what does the next guy look at? Oh, I can see exactly how you're going to beat the Dodgers and the Padres, because your roster is as good as theirs.
And if someone's worried about stats, you know what else helps stats? When you have protection in the lineup.
There you go.
Like, if you're Ohtani, would you rather be batting ahead of Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman and company? If you're Aaron Judge, would you rather have Stanton around you? Would you rather have all those guys on the Yankees around you? Or would you rather be protected by, I don't know, Mike Yastrzemski? Like, it's a pretty big difference.
Now, this should really awaken Willie Adames.
You would think
so. I would hope. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to be here. The focus is totally off you. You're not the highest paid player anymore. The weather's getting better. You've had some time. Your good friend is here. You guys are 2 games out of first place. And while it's not perfect yet, he had, I would argue, a pretty good road trip.
Yeah.
He didn't hit the ball great in terms of average, but what did he hit? Three home runs.
Two in Colorado, one in LA.
In a 6-game roadie?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in. I'll take that. And so those signs feel like they're all kind of coming into play, and you should get a better Willie Adames starting tomorrow night.
Yeah. You think he's going to hit in the 2-hole? Devers hits three?
One of my first questions for Zach Manassian, GM of the Giants, is going to be, what's the lineup? And he may say that's a Bob Melvin question. I get that, but we're going to ask, and I also, like, what would you do?
I think I got Adames 2, Devers 3, Chapman 4, Ramos 5.
You're putting Ramos 5.
Yeah.
Okay. I could see Ramos hitting second, and Adames got moved
down to the
second.
Five hole?
Well, Adames got moved to second because Chapman was out.
Yeah.
I could see, like, now.
I don't right now want Adames sitting behind Devers. I mean, obviously, it's Chapman. He's got to be healthy, so not having Chapman tomorrow changes everything.
Don't forget, I know that it's not sexy, but don't forget Wilmer. Until Chapman gets back, I wouldn't be surprised if it goes Jung-Hoo, Ramos, Devers, Wilmer, Willie. And then you could even move Willie back to the 6 again and put Chapman in 5 when he gets healthy.
Yeah.
You have options. Yeah.
You have options. Yeah. And you have a lefty bat. Power bat in the lineup now.
Come on.
I know the days of like going right, left in your starting lineup, maybe those have passed. But, I mean, when was the last time, Willard, the Giants had a lefty, not just a power bat, not just like a hitting for average, but all-around lefty bat like this? I mean, the first name we all think of is Bonds. That was 20 yeah, years ago.
I
almost.
Mean, no, there. But I know Pablo was a switch hitter, but he was a much better left-handed yeah. hitter. He's the
Belt had a year where he hit 29.
Yeah, Belt was good in 2021. So was Crawford, quite frankly, in 2021. I
mean, this name means something different now than it did in 2010. Aubrey Huff was great in 2010. Yeah. Like I don't.
Yeah.
But
yeah, he's a better hitter than all of that.
It's few and far between.
Real quick, because we'd love to get your voices in on this and feel the energy. Zach Manassian, the GM of the Giants, is coming on in 5 minutes. Jonathan in the city, real quick. Hey, Jonathan, thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, belated Happy Father's Day to you, Mark.
Thank
you. I just want to say, one of the best Father's Day gifts ever, just hearing the news. And then especially hearing what Clayton Kershaw had to say about it. Hey, why do I have the feeling of this early Buster tenure is kind of like when the logo, rest in peace, Jerry West was involved with the Warriors. And then also I'm getting the vibe of the signing of Willie, kind of like the same vibe I got when they signed David Lee. And then this newest signing is, you know, I'm getting that same vibe I got when the Warriors signed Andre Iguodala. I mean, it's very early, but you can see what credibility could do to an organization in Buster with Russell.
Jonathan, great stuff, man. Great to hear from you. I agree completely. Like this for the moment, in terms of like the moment you hear about it, it rivals that best stuff. He mentions Iguodala. There's Jimmy Butler. There's Kevin Durant. There's those moments where you make that acquisition and how it makes you feel as a fan. And this for me, this is right up there with those top moments of the last decade.
Going back to just Jimmy Butler because it's top of mind for me, this was, one, a bigger surprise, and two, more immediate, like, oh, my God, this is a home run move.
I agree for completely. Me. I said that with the Joes this morning. They did this or that, and that was the exact question. And I'm like, you know, I was wrong about the Butler thing, but in that moment I was kind of like, it was 35.
I was more into it than you.
I was
35-year-old Jimmy Butler.
I was hesitant,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
This, there's no hesitancy at all.
28 years old.
All right. Want to win a pair of tickets to see My Chemical Romance, July 19th, Oracle Park. We're giving you that chance during the 4 o'clock hour today and all week long right here on Willard and Dibs. Grandy in today for Dibs. Plus, one of the winners is going to be randomly selected and upgraded to 2 sweet tickets, courtesy of Live Nation. Just keep listening in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll let you know everything you need to know in order to win at that time. My Chemical Romance, sweet tickets, log on to sfgiants.com/concerts. If you want to get tickets there, we're also sponsored by Cache Creek Casino Resort. The GM of the Giants, Zach Manassian, is going to join us next on Willard and Dibs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.